A very good morning to you, my dear listener. A very good morning to you, Namibia. Welcome to your favorite, 24/7 talk radio station. So good morning. How is it? It's a Friday morning. It's a Friday morning, the 17th of April, and the year is 2026. How is your Friday morning? You know, my Friday morning, it's actually pretty good. It's actually pretty good. Fridays always have a different vibe. So maybe we're looking forward. This is actually in our mind. There's something in our mind when we're looking forward to Friday. I mean to the weekend. Even if you're busy over the weekend, you still have that, that different vibe of the weekend, you know? Yeah. Good morning. Good morning and welcome. Welcome to Eagle FM. So thanks for joining us at this very time. And thank you, David, for handing over that mic to the big mic. So you're welcome. All right. And congratulations to our president, for being named, in the Time magazine's list of 100 influential people in the world. That's a good recognition for being recognized as one of the 100 on the list of 100 people, influential people in the world. Okay. That's something. Honestly, that's something. So congratulations to our president. All right. So good morning and welcome. My name is Mike Oshoveli and this is Unpacking the Day, your daily dose of what really going on in terms of business news, economic news, and politics. So every weekday, we get here. And what we do, we cut through the noise to make sense of the big stories, trends, and numbers making headlines. So we keep it clear and always curious, asking the question that matter and giving you a fresh take on what people are saying out there. So the views shared during our segment don't necessarily reflect those of Eagle FM. We are here to unpack what others are saying and spark a meaningful conversation so that you can be part of the bigger conversation. So this is your space to unpack the headlines and get to the heart of the stories. So good morning. And if you're just joining us, 6 minutes, it's past in the hour of 8. And we will be here. I will be here until the hour of 10 o'clock when I'll be handing over to Mbarangaja. That normally comes with Kutha Mosha around 10 o'clock. Make sure that you tune in. For that program as well, for that show. So, well, let's start how we start every day. So, we go back into history. So, and on this day in Africa, on the 7th of April, 7th of April. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, Africa, wherever you are on the continent and beyond as well. So, welcome to on this day in Africa. So today is April the 17th. So let's take a walk through history. Now, on this day in 1980, Zimbabwe raised its own flag for the very first time. After years of armed struggle and political resistance, the country officially broke free from the British colonial rule. Now, for decades, it had been known as Rhodesia. And Rhodesia, our founding president used also to mention Rhodesia, a name tied to white, actually that name tied to white minority rule, where a small group, held power over the majority. So, familiar? Is that familiar? Of course, in the Southern Africa, that has been the trend. But on this night of the 17th, that chapter closed. Robert Mugabe was sworn in as the nation's first prime minister, and the celebration were nothing short of historic. You know, world leader flew in, you know, flew in to witness the birth of a new nation. And the soundtrack, that's the soundtrack. None other than Bob Marley himself, who took the stage and performed as the crowd celebrated into the night. A moment Africa will never, ever forget. Maybe let's quickly just, you know, relive that night, just few minutes, just few seconds of that night, Bob Marley, you know, performing, the crowd celebrating into the night. Let's relive that moment, 46 years ago. All right. Yeah, that was the night. That was the night in 1980. So, all right. So, let's move on. On this day in 1954, something powerful happened in Johannesburg. Women, black, colored, Indian, white, came together and formed the Federation of South African Women, you know, FEDSAW, in short. Now, under apartheid, you know that under apartheid, the system was designed to keep people divided, especially along racial lines. Now, but these women, they said, well, no. So leaders like Lillian Ngoyi, Helen Joseph, Amina Kachalia, you know, stood shoulder to shoulder, crossing every boundary that apartheid actually tried to enforce. And their work didn't stop at founding an organization. 2 years later, in 1956, FEDSAW, the Federation, would lead the famous Women March to the Union Building in Pretoria. Thousands of women standing silently, then singing in one voice against the past law, you know, so which we also experience in Namibia. So that march, you know, became one of the most iconic act of resistance in South Africa, in South African history. So, and it started right here on this day. So now let's go back a little further on this day in 1963. The Zimbabwe African National Union, ZANU Party, was established. So this was not just another political party. It was a liberation movement born out of determination to end a colonial rule in Rhodesia. Now, ZANU would go on to play a central role, of course, in the Guerrilla War and political struggle that eventually led Zimbabwe's independence, which, as we just heard, you know, came in 1980. Now, Zimbabwe became the dominant political force, you know, in the country. The movement, ZANU, became the dominant political force in the country and shaped Zimbabwe post-independence trajectory in ways that are still felt today. So, and finally, now, depending on the year, April the 17th sometimes actually lines up with something much older than any of the event we have just actually talked about. Shem Enesim, this is an ancient Egyptian spring festival that dates back thousands of years, all the way to, you know, the pharaonic times. Can I say that? You know, it's dating back to that, you know, pharaonic time. Pharaoh, yeah, during the Pharaoh's time. So, now, the name itself means smelling the breeze. And that's exactly what it, it's about. That's what it's about. Celebrating renewal, the arrival of spring, and the simple joy of being outdoor with family and food. So Egyptian of all background celebrated it nationwide. So you will find park full of family, children painting eggs, you know, and tables loaded with salted fish, you know, fresh greens and colored eggs. So it's one of those rare tradition that has really survived empires, survived religion, survived centuries, and is still actually going strong. So, and that is your On This Day in Africa for April the 17th. So from liberation to celebration. So this continent has always known how to make history. So I'll catch you next time. Good morning. Welcome. If you're just joining us. All right. So we're gonna look at the thought for the day after this. Well, stay tuned.
No matter where you are, if you have a mobile device, you can tune into Namibia's number one talk radio station by downloading the Eagle FM app on the Google Play Store or on the Apple App Store. Download the Eagle FM app to tune into live Eagle FM programming or to listen to podcasts of previous broadcasts. Eagle FM, Namibia's number one talk radio station.
When you choose UNAM,
you get credible accreditations.
You get internationally recognized qualifications.
You get a university with a growing reputation.
When you choose UNAM,
you get a head start on local jobs.
You become connected in a growing Namibia.
You stay in the best country in the world.
Because you already know you love it here.
Open your mind to UNAM.
And UNAM will open the world to you.
UNAM is your university, Namibia.
Because the you in UNAM is you.
Yes, definitely. You know, UNAM will open the world to you. And it has opened the world to many, 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 many young people. To many of you, actually, that are listening right now. All right. So, good morning. And today is Friday. Friday the 17th. What is our thought for the day? Today, our thought is simple. It's very simple. Every dog has his day. Every dog has his day. Somebody told you, hey, you know. Someone said, every dog has his day. So it means life does not stay the same forever. Okay? Wherever you find yourself, life does not stay the same forever. The person who is struggling today may be rising tomorrow. You know? And the one who is overlooked, the one who is probably overlooked now, may be celebrated later. So don't give up. Don't give up because your time has not come yet. Keep working. Eh? Keep believing. And keep showing up. Keep showing up. Your day may not be today. Your day may not be today, but it can still come. So, of those who are winning right now, you know, stay humble as well. Stay humble because life changes. Life changes. And the same road that takes one person down can lift another one up. So, and remember this. Your season can change. Your day can come. So that's our thought for the day this morning. Welcome and thanks for joining us. It's a pleasure for us to have you here, especially here on Unpacking the Day. It's a really, really great pleasure to have you. So, yeah, today is a Friday. Our edition, Friday edition of The Villager is absolutely out. It's out. And if you want to, and if you are looking for the latest business and economic news, get yourself a free copy. Get yourself a free copy of The Villager by simply sending a WhatsApp message with your name and email to 081-241-44. That's where you sent your email, I mean your message. And And the Villager, if this is your first time actually tuning in here, so the Villager is published every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. And make sure that you subscribe now so that you get your copy on Monday. All right? You don't want to miss out. So, yeah. And looking at what we're going to discuss on the show this morning, actually, our first story that we're going to look at, actually making headline, is the one making a front page of our edition, of our edition today. So, the Ondangwa Town Council has allocated 200,000 for entertainment at this year's Ondangwa Trade Fair. So, the reason this is aimed to support the local artists while also maintaining the higher standard of professionalism and brand integrity. So that's what we're going to look at. That's what we're going to unpack. Make sure that you stay tuned. Now, and if we have time as well, the president has opened the 8th Namibia International Energy Conference. That was probably Wednesday. President Netumbo Nandi-Ndaitwah has signaled during her opening a new era for Namibia's energy sector, with the in principle approval, you know, of a local content policy, which is actually designed to balance international investment with mandatory national development goals. So, if we have time, we're going to look at that as well. We're going to factor that in as well if we have time. So, as you can see, your participation is definitely, definitely welcome. And make sure you continue. You unpack this with me. So, we do that immediately after this.
No matter where you are, if you have a mobile device, you can tune into Namibia's number one talk radio station by downloading the Eagle FM app on the Google Play Store or on the Apple App Store. Download the Eagle FM app to tune into live Eagle FM programming or to listen to podcasts of previous broadcasts. Eagle FM, Namibia's number one talk radio station.
Yeah, that's right. That's right, my dear listeners. Yeah. Please do stay connected with Eagle FM. We know that there are certain areas where our frequencies is not heard at this moment. So what do you do? What do you do? Huh? That's the part. What do you do now? Well, if you want to stay connected all the time, if you want to stay connected, make sure that you download Eagle FM mobile app. All right. So you can do that by through the Google Play or Play Store. And one thing I can say is that, you know, it has so much advantages, you know. If you don't get a time actually to listen to your favorite show, this Unpacking the Day. So that's a podcast. So you can always go back there and listen to the podcast. There are news, there are schedules, there are vacancies, there are political party manifestos, there are reports from different, there's so much. We keep updating you on a regular basis. All right. So make sure that you download that. And also, don't get disappointed when you don't. Just if you're at work, for example, and you have you have internet, you can go to our website. You may be able to listen live there on our Eagle FM website. You can also listen to us. So, we didn't shut you down. We didn't really shut you down. So there are other ways that you can listen to us. All right. So now let's get into business. Okay. So you are tuned into Unpacking the Day. If you're just joining us now. So the show where we do not just read the headlines. Okay. Here we don't just read the headlines. We tear them open. Kind of like open it and look at what is really inside. That's what we do. Okay. And I'm your host, Big Mike. And today we are going to talk about, what are we going to talk about? We're going to talk about money. Okay, we're going to talk about money. Not that kind that we hear disappeared in thin air or something. No, 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 no. Now, today we're here in Ondangwa. Okay, so the kind of money that the Ondangwa Town Council has decided to spend on entertainment at this year's Ondangwa Trade Fair. So $200,000 Namibian. Don't start clapping or start laughing, you know. So that's the money for artists, for music, for performance on a stage in the heart of the North, this coming trade fair that's coming up. Now, as I, before you start now concluding or making, jumping to conclusion, before you say, ah, that is too much or that's too little or the wrong thing altogether, yeah? Let us slow down, okay? Let's slow down. Let's unpack this properly. Let's do it properly, all right? So now, because this is not just about money, okay? That's one thing that we have to understand here. This is not just about money. This is about who get to perform, who get seen, who get paid, and who get left out in the cold. You know, there's too much to the story, and they are still holding their application form and receipt for $500 that they will never get back. You understand? Those, there are issues that we need to look at, okay? And make sure that you, that's a story in today's edition of The Villager, a story by Louis Shimi. Read that. Yeah, so make sure that you subscribe to The Villager. Okay, let's get into it. But first of all, let's put context to this. I love to, you know, because I'm not going to read the article for you word by word, but let me put a context, you know, to this. Well, the Ondangwa Trade Fair is not some small community market that just popped up last last week or last Friday or last Tuesday. This is one of the most significant annual trade events in the Northern Namibia, okay? So it draws business people, investors, tourists, and family from across the Oshana region and actually beyond, not only from Oshana region, and beyond as well. You know, you come from Wintuken, you know, you come to Ondangwa Trade Fairs. So every year then, exhibitors set up their stalls, you know, deal get made, product get showcased, and the local economy get a serious injection of energy and cash. Okay, that's the most important thing. Cash is the most important thing. So, but here's what now. Here's what many people forget. Seriously, and this is something that I want you now to think very seriously. Not only for Ondangwa, but for any trade fair or any event, you know, this is one thing that people forget. A trade fair is not just about business, okay? It's not just about business. It's about, you know, atmosphere, okay? It's about atmosphere. It's about experience. People come to experience. Family drives from Oshikuku, Ongwediva, you know, Shakati, and, you know, or Chicago, wherever they come from, to spend the day at the fair, you know, at the trade fair. They are not just there to look at tractors and banking product, you know. They're not just there to look at those things. That would be boring, you know. They want to be entertained. They want music. They want to be entertained. They want music. They want something to talk about on as they drive home. What do they talk about? When they drive home, what do they talk about? And that is where the artist comes in. That's where now the artist coming in. Entertainment is the glue, you know, if you like. It's the glue that hold the whole experience together. You know, it's that glue that holds that experience together. Without it, you have, what is that? You have glorified a parking lot with banners. So seriously, without music, you have that, you know, just a glorified lot you know, a parking lot without, I mean, with banners, you know, that's all what you have. All right. So now when the Ondangwa Town Council says they are putting a 200,000 towards entertainment, that number means something. You know, it definitely means something. But what is exactly does it mean? What does it exactly mean? Now, is it a serious investment? Now, think about the 200,000. Is that a serious investment in the creative economy? Is that a serious investment in the creative economy? Or is it a token, you know, a token gesture that keeps this, you know, keep the same small circle of artists, you know, employed while the rest struggle actually for a foot in the door? That is the real question. That is the real question. And we are going to wrestle with it. We're going to wrestle with that a little bit. All right. Let's start with the 200,000. Let's talk about that figure. Okay. Let's talk about that figure. 200,000 Namibian dollar. Well, the council's chief executive, Ismael Namgongo, announced this on Eagle FM Media recently, and he said the money is meant to support artists and encourage those who want to break into the industry. Okay? It's to support the artists and also encourage those who want to break into the industry. So we're going to continue with the money after this.
Great news! Imba just got even better. We have added brand new features to make your experience smoother, faster, and more powerful than ever before. Ready to unlock the full potential of Imba? Get all exclusive features for just 36 Namibian dollars a month, or save even more with our special subscription plans. 5% discount for 3 months subscription, 10% discount for 6 months subscription, and 25% discount for 12 months subscription. Choose the plan that works best for you and start enjoying everything Imba has to offer at an unbeatable price. Imba, where the world congregates. Download it and subscribe today.
All right, welcome back. Yeah, I was just talking about, talking about Ismael Namgongo, the chief executive officer, so for the town council, announced that the money is meant to, is meant to support the artist and encourage those who want to break into the industry. So, well, how would I put this? On a face value, okay, if that's a word I can use, that really sound decent, isn't it? It sounds okay. It sounds, you know, it sounds decent. That sounds like a council that understand that the creative sector needs backing, you understand? So, but let me ask you this. When you spread the 200,000 across multiple artists, think of that, spreading that across the multiple artists, 200,000, production cost, sound equipment, stage setup, securities, all the invisible, you know, the invisible logistics that make a live performance possible. There are a lot of other things that you don't see that make a live performance possible. How much of that money actually reaches the artist's pocket? Just think, how much of that money really would actually reach artist's pocket, given all that expenses that goes into that? You know, how much walk home with the performer at the end of the night? How much he or she, you know, go home with? $100, $500, you know, $1,000? So in an industry where a single professional sound system, if you're renting that, it can eat up $30,000 to $40,000 just before anyone even pick up the microphone. your professional sound system rental, it costs you that much already. And if you look at that, 200 grand start to look like a lot thinner than it sounds. So, and here's something else too. I think you can, you know, we can chew on, you know. Anua and Omasipoma Okay. I rather thank God that I didn't say it. I would have said something completely out of line. Now the entertainment budget is a fraction of the overall trade fair budget. Just a fraction. It's a really a fraction. The council invests heavily in infrastructure, marketing, logistic for the business side of the affair. And I'm not just on Ondangwa. Ondangwa has even made a provision of 200,000. Some councils don't even do that. I'm not specifically onto that. Let's put that into a context. Okay? That's what I've said. Let's put this into a context. So there's so much, it's heavily infrastructure, marketing and logistic, you know, for the business side of the affair. But when it comes to the very people, as I said earlier, the very people who brings the crowd, who do you think bring the crowd? The very people who bring the crowd, who create the buzz, you know, the buzz, you know, who make the event memorable. So when you remember the expos or the what would you remember? Do you remember the, you know, the tractor that are standing there? Do you remember the product, the banking product? Do you remember the product that are coming from it? Do you remember that? Is that what make it the event memorable? Definitely not. The entertainment, you know, the entertainment is what make the event memorable. But they are the one who get the leftovers. They are the one who get the leftover. This is just a typical example that we can apply to all the expos and fairs and whatever. Okay? This is a sector that is not really taken serious. I don't know why. And that tells you something about where the creative sector sit in the pecking order of municipal priorities. And also other event, whether rallies or any other things. So, how many people are? How much are they paid? How much money is actually budget for that? It's kind of like something that is. Oh, by the way, there will be somebody performing. They are not really part of the budget. Okay, how much we can, you know? So let me ask you. You know, is 200,000. A genuine investment in Namibia talent. Given now, and remember this now, you know, when we're talking about, this is also something that one of the of the priority area that actually this government are focusing on. And you're telling me 200,000, it's a genuine investment. And there is a platform. This is now the platform where you can actually invest in this sector, in this, you know, in the talent. Eh? So this it looks like a pocket change thrown at artists, yeah, to keep them quiet, you know, while the real money goes elsewhere. That's what mostly looks like. 200,000. And how many are they? You know, remember the things that I said, the production and everything that actually the invisible cost that in terms of logistic that sometimes you don't be able to perform. The cost, 200,000, is nothing. Absolutely nothing. Absolutely. So, and as I said, that just tells how serious are we with the creative sector. We never budget for it. It's an afterthought. Now, here's where the story gets a bit interesting. Well, Namgongo, did not just announce the budget. He told about the criteria for selecting artists. So, and what he said should make every single creative person in this country, you know, worried a bit, you know. So he said, the council does not simply choose any artist. Okay, they look at identity, values, discipline. You know, if someone has a poor reputation, he explained, it sent a negative message to the young talents who attend the affair. And furthermore, entrepreneurs, he said, may hesitate to invest if the brand image is tarnished by poor choices in artists. Okay, let's unpack that for a little while now. Now, on one hand. I'm in marketing, so I understand the logic. The trade fair is a brand. It has sponsors. It has reputation to protect. You know, you cannot have someone on a stage acting recklessly, or promoting behavior that contradicts the values of the event. What the event stand for. Yeah, that make business sense. Definitely. All right? But on the other hand, who decide what count as a poor reputation? Who decide? Is it the town council? Is the town council that decided, okay, that actually represent a poor reputation? Who is the moral compass here now? Okay. Is it the council? Is it the sponsors? Is it some unwritten rule book? I mean, the rule book that nobody has ever seen? Who decides? And this is where the gatekeeping becomes a little bit dangerous. Okay? It become a little bit dangerous when you start filtering artists based on reputation and values. You are making a subjective judgment. That's a subjective judgment. And in a small country like Namibia, where everyone knows everyone, those judgments can easily become personal. Eh? They can easily become personal. So they can become political. An artist who speaks out against the council on a social media might suddenly find themselves labeled as having a poor reputation. Isn't it? Just because you speak against the council, then you are, could be labeled. As I said, who's the judge? Who decides? An artist who, let's say for example, who belong to the wrong community, moves in the wrong circles maybe, might never, I'm saying wrong according to who, may never make the list. So the criteria sound reasonable on paper when you read that and you think, okay, it may sound reasonable on paper, but the implementation is where things can actually go sideways very, 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 very quickly. Because it becomes personal. It's a subjective judgment. And it can become personal easily. And that's why some people complain, as we can look at some of the artists who are complaining, you know. And there's a double standard. This is a double standard that I don't understand. Now, the business people and politicians who attend these trade fairs are not held to the same moral scrutiny. You understand? Let's say you have a corrupted entrepreneur, tender entrepreneur, came to set up a stand, you know. Let's say you have a corrupt tenderpreneur and came to set up a stall and nobody asked about their values. Eh? Do we ask about the values of the people who have come, those entrepreneurs who come to set up their stalls? We don't. Eh? We don't. But an artist with a controversial song or they get screened. That is inequality backed into the system. And we need to call it out. We need to call it out. You need to call it out. We do really need to call it out. Now, who should decide whether an artist is fit to perform at a public event? The town council? The community? Or the audience themselves? With their wallet. Normally we decide that with our wallet and with our feet. If you see people coming, that means, you know, it's because people want whatever who is actually is there. If they don't come, then that's what the message is. Yeah. So now, there's also the CEO, Namgongo, addressed something that many artists have been grumbling about for years as well. Why do we always see the same well-known artists at this event, year after year? And his answer was that the established artists are there to share knowledge and experience with the newcomers. they are there to share knowledge and experience with the newcomers. So he said, for this year affair, only about 4 well-known artists will perform, while the rest will be emerging talents. So the idea, he explained, is that new artists can learn values like punctuality. That's what is in the article. So can learn values like punctuality and professionalism from the veterans. Yeah? So they can learn this from the veterans. Now, that sounds, Mr. CEO, that sounds very noble, okay? Mentorship, passing the torch. but let be honest. Let me be honest with you, okay? When a well-known artist is booked for a trade fair, they are not there as a mentor. They are there as a headline act. They perform their set. They collect their check, and they go home. The idea that young artist watches a famous performer arrive on time and suddenly learns punctuality. Frankly, that's a bit of a stretch. Okay? That's a bit of a stretch, Mr. CEO. All right? So, professionalism is learned through experience, through being given opportunities and responsibilities. That's how you learn professionalism. Not by watching someone else doing their job actually from a VIP section. That's not how you learn professionalism. Now, the real reason the big names keep getting booked is actually simple. Do you know why they getting booked? It's not actually to pass on the torch. Why they are getting booked? They are the one actually because they draw crowds. They draw crowds. They sell tickets. So they guarantee a certain level of production quality. Do you understand? So, that's not mentorship. That's not mentorship. That is marketing. That's marketing. And there's nothing wrong with marketing. There's nothing wrong with that. Okay. But let's call it what it is. That's the thing. Let's call it what it is rather than dressing it up as a training program for emerging artists. So we make it now sounding like it's a training program for emerging artists. No, it's marketing. And I said, there's nothing wrong with that at all. Okay? So that's what it is. So we have some local musician from here, from Ondangwa. We have Ananias Paulus, well-known as Castile Ndonga Boy. Castile Ndonga Boy. All right? So we have Castile Ndonga Boy, and he put it plainly, actually. He said, he said his own booking experience was smooth when he was booked on some, you know, some trade fairs, you know, went well. Booking experience was smooth. He got paid without any drama, because you have others that are complaining, you know, but he also, maybe he's one of those who are booked all the time. So he also flagged. He also flagged something critical. All right. Which is actually booking must be fair. He said bookings must be fair. It must be fair. So they must not just favor the same artist over and over while others never get a look in. They never get a look in. So it must be fair. So that's what is. And that is the, actually, that is the crux of the matter. That's the crux of the matter. Three words. Three words. Fairness, access, opportunity. Three words. Fairness, access, opportunity. Not just for the connected few, because there are those that are connected, but for the many who are, you know, they are grinding, every single day, you know, waiting for their chance, and it never comes. And it never comes. And there is an issue of $100 fee. And this, I think, and this one, and this next, this next part is one of that really got under my skin. I can put it that way. Not in a bad way, not in a serious, another artist, Paulus Leo, you can read the article and be able to hear what they're saying. He goes by the name Kangwe San. He also told his story. Now, he has applied to perform at trade fair multiple times. He has paid the required 500 application fee every single time. And he has never been selected. So not once. His money, he says, it goes, according to the article, it goes towards paying the artists who do get chosen. So while he is left out in the cold. So that, you know, that definitely it doesn't sound very good. So just hold on quickly. Just hold on for a minute.
Omutiha utekirwa kaguna I matina omjo. Chikao shafa sana na longe shifa ya ishiwike moshiwana. Iye moyao ota ingongo tisa mwene. Anange shifa ya Namibia ompito mbwa na wa oronjika. Zeitha nina omayaguro nirandito mwa yoe. Yonge shifa yoe okupitira mo Eagle FM Media House. Ngoe tuende tuimemeha uka kombanga nina. Kara omkwashi pareki uimepo yomo programa detu. Moambo dengira selma onora heta tuimu. Datundatu heari hamano tano o niyaji. Eagle FM, the eye.
My friend, why do you seem so worried?
Ace, I am planning an event for next weekend, eh? And I don't know how to best get people to hear about it.
Saima, don't worry about those small things. Contact Eagle FM today. Eagle FM has a dedicated team that can travel anywhere countrywide to broadcast live at any event, such as a promotion, organizational launch, anniversary, wedding, funeral, political or traditional and church events, and basically any event that you wish to broadcast on a national level. Call them now and talk to Monica at 081-270-3727 or the office number 083-288-400. Eagle FM, the eye.
All right, welcome back. All right, so now we were talking about the artist, the on the money they paid, the fee, the application fee, that they paid every single time. So the congressman was saying, he has never been selected, not once. So, but his money, he says, goes toward paying the artists who do get chosen while he's actually left, you know, just dreaming all the time. Now, the artist pays a fee to be considered, okay? They pay a fee to be considered. That fee is non-refundable. And he's never selected. His money subsidize the performer who are chosen. So that is not just, that's not just frustrating, actually. If that's the case, I think I understand his frustration. And that is a structural problem. I think that's a structure. It's not just frustration. It's a structural, you know, problem. Now imagine applying. Think of this. Think of in terms of the job, because this is what you're doing. This is what the artist is doing. You're applying for a job, paying an application fee, and then finding out that your money is actually being used to pay the person who actually got the position instead of you. You would be furious. I would be furious, you know. And you would be right. Eh? You definitely would be right to be furious. So the 500 fee, of course, it might not actually sound like much. It might not sound like it's much for someone earning a comfortable salary at the town council. Okay? But for a struggling artist, you know, $500 is a grocery for a month. No, seriously, it's a grocery for a month. It's a transport to maybe to rehearsals. Yeah? It is studio time. The money probably that you can pay to the studio. So every cent count when you are trying to build a career from nothing. Every cent count. So, and when you spend that money on an application that goes nowhere, year after year, you know, it does not just, you know, cost you cash. It costs you also, you know, hope, where now you have probably given up that you do this every time and you're not even taken. So Kangwe-san has found success, but he has found success through a private, you know, private events, not through the event like this, but entrepreneurs, they book him directly, bypassing the council system altogether, you know, and that's good for him. That's good for him. So, but his story raises a big question. Okay? It raises a big question. If the private sector can spot talent and give opportunities, why is the public system failing to do the same? So why? Should it really be easier to get booked by a private individual than by your own town council? So, yeah, as I said, it raises some big questions. And should artists have to pay? This is one thing, really. Maybe that one thing should be discussing. Should artists have to pay an application fee to be considered for a public-funded event? This is a public-funded event. Should? Yeah. And this is also an opportunity. Where is the budget of creative sector? Where does that lie? Who has that budget, actually? Shouldn't they be taking care of this? And the other thing, look at it also this way. You may have a talented artist, but because of that fee, that could be also an unnecessary barrier that keeps the poorest artist out of the room. You understand? It's an unnecessary barrier because the 500 is for you to be considered. Now, the poor artist that is really, really very talented, that becomes a barrier that keeps them, you know, out of the room. So, All right. There are things that we do that, you know, we're saying we, you know, we destroy. Yesterday I was talking about that, you know, sometimes we move up and we cut the branch that we're sitting on. You know, we have these initiatives, and sometimes those initiatives actually goes against what we want to achieve. Eh? Or it's just a dressing, you know. Nimona to huongo ka komlungu. Sometimes it's like you tofu ka nongo ka komlungu. Oh, toli la fake, but nothing, and you're not gonna eat. Eh? You're not gonna eat. You think this give you hope and think, oh, it's an opportunity for me, it's a chance for me, you know, who I cannot be able to be seen anywhere because, and this is an opportunity in my community with my talent. Eh? yeah. But there's also a bigger picture, the bigger context, I must say. We need to look at this, you know? It's not just about that, but when you look at now in terms of, as I said, we shouldn't be specifically just looking at Ondangwa, you know, issue here. The entertainment industry in Namibia, we have to understand that it's not a luxury. It's not a luxury. It is an economy. You know, it's an economy. Artists employ people. Kangwe-san, eh? Kangwe-san, he was, I mean, if you go into the article, he told us he employs three permanent staff, a DJ, a dancers, and some others, you know? On a full-time basis. Eh? So on a full-time basis. So that is three families eating because of one artist is working, because one artist is working. Okay? If the government provided more support, he said that if the government provided more support, he actually could create even more opportunities. So he's not asking for handout here. All right? He's not asking for handout. He's asking for a chance to do more of what he's already doing. Okay? So that's just what he's asking, the opportunity. And we keep talking about we want to invest in the youth, you know, and creative industry, creative sector is one of the priority area. This is the opportunity. Can you do that? You know, can you invest? 200,000, please. I'm not bashing the town council. Maybe the town council, that's the only budget they have. But the creative, you know, the creative budget with which ministry, I'm not sure whether it's Ministry of Finance, is it Ministry of Finance or which one, I don't know, is it with the Ministry of Education? I'm not even know where the budget is actually, you know. Where is that creative budget is? Shouldn't be now looking at, okay, these are opportunities where now we can, you know, support and, you know, support the youth. The creative, not only the youth, but the creative industry. So, I think, yeah, that's and across Namibia, really, across the country, the creative sector is one of the most underfunded, undervalued part of the economy. Yeah? I don't know why. In some country, this is where most money, just take South Africa, for example. We talk about, you know, tourism, mining, culture, agriculture, you know, and fishing as a pillar of our GDP. But the creative industries, the musician, the visual artists, the fashion designers, the filmmakers, they generate revenue. They create jobs, you know, they shape the cultural identity of this nation. So, and when the budget are drawn up, they are treated as a afterthought. Eh? Entertainment is the line item that get trimmed, you know, that get trimmed first when the money get tight, you know? Let's get to the caller.
Very good morning. Welcome to Unpacking the Day.
Yes, that Mike.
Good morning, man.
Morning, how are you, big Mike?
I'm all right. It's Friday, and how are you?
I'm okay, man. It's Friday, all. It's true.
Yeah.
And Friday, always, we are, you know, maybe anyway, in the mood.
Yeah. We get in the mood and we forget other things.
Yeah, we forget our problems. Some Monday, we are complaining.
We're complaining again, yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you see, Mike, man?
Yeah.
This is not only about the artists alone.
Yeah.
Even our sports, personal, they are not just all your friendly organized. I'm telling you, cannot tell me, like, there's some event that's where they are even organizing. When all the vendor is getting what? 10,000.
Hmm.
What is a 10,000 these days, guys? Seriously.
Yeah.
Eh? Do, even running shoes, how much are they costing? The boots to play soccer, how much are they costing?
Yeah.
Now we are here talking about even the musician. How much one person is spending one?
Imagine $200,000 for
a band like that. How many artists are going to participate in that?
Yeah.
That's what I'm wondering, Coach. What do you want to tell me that overall for the water council? Is that only money they collect?
So maybe I'm saying from the municipality, from the town council, maybe that's the budget they put up. But I'm also asking, where is the money where is the budget for the creative sector? That we have been told that this is a priority and we're going to invest into it. You know, this is the opportunity. This is the opportunity where we can invest in. Eh?
I'm telling you, that money, you know, when it comes to entertainment, creative sector, that money is supposed to be what? The one with the big budget.
Yeah.
And now, if you look, because now remember one thing that, you know, these are people who are coming to set up their stores, they are paying, and then now, they also having a gala dinner, what, to raise money.
Mm.
Where is the money?
Yeah.
Where is the money? No, man.
And imagine, if you're given, for example, if you booked an artist and given, maybe the upcoming one, and actually now sell it for the upcoming one, they're about 10 of them or something like that, coming on different dates, and then each one just go with a 10,000, they cut 10,000 from their performance. That will change their life.
Yeah. It's going to change anything. Nothing is going to change.
Yeah.
It was the number one thing that.
But if you give them
how much they are spending in the studio alone.
Yeah.
For recording.
Yeah. But if you give them now, they come and perform and probably just get about 1,000 or two, or even not maybe for that. It could be even less than that. You know. So what would that do? What would that do?
Money.
Yeah. And I tell you, and as I said, this when we come to show to event like this, these are people who keep us entertained. This is what they give life to the event. And I don't know why we don't think that is value, you know, to our event. That actually add value to your event. And we don't consider them as a job. We just say, okay, you know. They are the people who it's like comic.
Yeah, kind of. It's true.
Yeah.
Because remember that these are people who are bringing people to come and watch.
Exactly.
To get to come and watch.
Yeah.
Support the events. But at the end of the day, you are leaping off these people.
Yeah. And you're talking about a poor reputation or something. And as I said, what if you have a corrupt entrepreneur who is now having a stall?
Who's in the show? What are you going to do?
Yeah. Who have now a stall that we go to? Did you do a scrutiny that is when this one is a corrupt? Actually, it shouldn't be. You know, we shouldn't have a stall in our event.
No.
When you want to apply that to the artist? Yeah.
No, man. No.
No, come on. You know.
This is something else. That's what I'm saying. In Namibia, the way we do things is totally different.
Mm.
That's why I was even saying, no, if you look what calendar we are facing, other countries, they already overpassed those things. Yeah. Why are we always copying things in South Africa, but we never copy what they are doing good? We only copy the bad things.
Mm.
Yeah, but look, If you look at in South Africa, many of them age, the money which is getting like 20,000 times, they get 30.
Yeah.
That is the money for Anguinalis. You see? But that's a single person in South Africa.
Yeah.
For many of them age, one match even. But the whole league, the whole year.
Yeah. But you can also understand. You can also understand that the demand support the sport itself. But it's also what we are not doing well. We are not creating demand. I can tell you. Yeah, we're not creating demand. On top of that, where do our players play? We don't have field. You understand? You just realize that there is a demand. We are not just creating it because even they don't go away. They are pay shikedi. Hadi karadi adi. A lot of people turn up.
Mike, if people are serious, especially including our business people, look.
Exactly.
If you check those people who are supporting a soccer, only few.
Yeah.
Then tapkareke ngeno kagaraji nako na sane protik. Utale, even nikucha meke iko uyamunika kono kuna peni nokuli. Yo emba, ufitola haite ilanda kefi. Meko watanje nando 100,000.
Yeah.
Okay, nothing. Mike is just there. That's why politically in Namibia, we politicize everything. And this is wrong. This is not a way to grow economy.
Yeah.
Because we can have a different politician, me and Mike, but we're still supporting the same team.
Yeah.
But this is wrong. We don't understand that even what is going on. That's why I'm saying, budget 200 for artists. No, man, guys. You cannot be. On Dangwa no good, on Dangwa case of fear.
Exactly.
You know. No.
Even at Halauna Fiti, that's something you can do at, what is that, man? At,
I don't even.
What is that? No, Okongo. That's a Congo. You know? That's a Congo. That's a Congo budget. Not on Dangwa. No, but one thing is this. For me, the serious thing is to say, there is money we say available for a creative industry, and where do you gonna get opportunity to fund, you know, people in that sector? And these are the opportunities, you know.
The
musicians are working, the visual artists are working now, the fashion designer are working now, the filmmakers are working. This is their platform, and you are not using that platform to give them work.
To fund them
now. When do you gonna get them? Where would you spend this money?
Our money disappears. They never bring them. Once it disappears forever and never come back. They know how to drive it back. The problem what we have. The way we are doing with our artists, our creative industry, is very wrong.
Yeah. And that's why we're saying, sometimes the problem is also here, because we say, the quality of music is not good. It's not because we are not
going to be good if you are not, not investing.
We are not investing in it. We are not investing in it.
The moment they release a song which is badly having it's not outstanding.
Yeah.
The next time, if you is having more, you will be bring some sound nicely.
Exactly. We have to help. We have to develop. This is part of development, especially when it's
looking even that on Dangwa budget.
A
big artist are dealing by
the money is good.
When you talk about 2,000 or 3,000.
Yeah.
I wouldn't want that person to grow.
I'm even think of the things that I'm telling you, Azet, the system, the just the system rental, it's already 30,000-40,000.
Yeah.
That's already, you see how much that money gone already. Talk about the other things that are there, the stage, the what, your 100,000 is gone. The MC, not even from here. Oh, tapla nalo 50,000. My friend.
No. I am not about it. And I'm actually laughable. Seriously. No.
Seriously.
Guys, we need to change things the way we do things.
Let's
because
talk.
This is the only one say,
yeah.
Why you cannot make it a memorable?
Yeah.
Everybody can admire that. No, I'm waiting for Nama to export to come because I know it was wonderful last year.
Yeah.
200 guys.
Yeah,
how much is it? Our artists are from window given they are flying. and then they are sleeping in the hotel.
Yeah.
No. That is money, something. Maybe they are. But if that budget is very, it's very laughable.
It's disappointing when you have to think when the hope that we create, this is what we're going to do. We're going to help our young people to grow, and this is the area. This is another sector that are people within there. How do we help them?
Budgeting. It's not something that is coming like emergency. You bend budgeting that event that will come. Then that only 200 they will be able to lace.
Yeah.
No way. Let me leave it today, Mike, but it's really disappointing, seriously.
All right, man. Thanks for coming through.
Okay, sure.
Great. Yeah. What do you say? What is your take? Yeah, no. It is disappointing, you know? It is honestly disappointing. Yeah, all right. Yeah. Thank you. Welcome. We're talking about the 200,000 budget for the entertainment. And as I said, the creative sector is the one that is always underfunded, undervalued, part of the economy, really. And as I was saying, when it comes to drawing up the budget, this sector is the one that is treated as an afterthought. It's always the one that's treated as an afterthought. And if it's an item line that you have to trim, normally this is the one get trimmed. So, and we're talking about that, and I was, when you're looking at the way we look at, the 8th administration comes and said animation, the creative industry, many people really, at last, somebody sees the value of musician, of visual artists, of the fashion designers, of the, of the filmmakers. Someone see the value of this, But how do you fund them then? If you are not taking opportunity of event like this, this is how you give them work. This is how you fund them. This is how you mentor them. This is how you help them to grow. Where are you going to funding them? So the Ondangwa Trade Fair, situation, It's a microcosm. It's a microcosm of a national problem. Okay? So town councils across the country host annual trade fairs. They hold expos and cultural events. Most of them book the same circle of well-known artists. The very same. Yeah? Most of them have unclear selection. There's also no unclear selection process.
Most of them treat entertainment as a cost rather than an investment. There's a difference. We treat this as a cost and then we go, we don't need to spend this much cost. We don't treat that as an investment. And most emerging artists are left fighting for scraps. Yeah? While the connected one and the connected few, you know, feast on the main stage. So let's put our action where our mouth is, actually. Okay? Let's put our action where our mouth is. Yeah? Like a Chinese who said tokela. We tokela too much. Eh? Yeah, we talk a lot too much and not doing anything. Yeah, and what would a real support look like? You know, what would a real support look like? You know, it would look like transparency selection criteria published in an advance. We should have, if we have that, you know, these are the criteria and it's transparent. Then everybody knows that, well, I don't fit in that criteria, so therefore I don't even need to put my money, I don't even need to fill the application. Because the criteria is clear. This is what the criteria is. So it could also, it would look like a rotating roster that guarantees new faces every year, that you have a roster, especially for the local artist. Yeah? You may still have some actually artists that are coming from, you know, from Windhoek. If they come from here, that's fine. Doesn't matter. And I'm not segregating them, that those who are coming from Karasburg or from Katima, you know. So I'm talking about mostly local artists have a rotating roster that actually each year guarantee a new face. Yeah? The other thing is removing the application fee. Why do you make, okay, even if you have it, let's say, for example, you have a free, it's refundable for those who are not selected. Yeah? Fund them back. So fund them back. So, and have with the new, maybe some kind of mentorship program that actually you can then pay established artists with your newcomers, you know, in a structured way. Eh? Not where there's, oh no, they should be, you know, they are mentored by seeing the other person showing up being punctual. Is that the mentorship? You know? Yeah, it's not just putting them in the same bill and hoping the osmosis does the rest. Yeah? So, and one thing is that I would like the government really recognizing the entertainment industry as a legitimate economic sector worth of serious budgetary allocation. That's what we hear. Yeah? It shouldn't be just a checkbox on the cultural program. Okay, do we have entertainment? Yep, you know, it's checked. You know, we should see this as a legitimate economic sector that is really, really worth serious budgetary allocation. That's how we give jobs to many young people that have no jobs. In that sector, how are we going to raise them? So please, telephone number 08333-66091, 08333-66091. So if you would like to react to this or have your opinion and your comment on our first item. So do come through, 08333-66091.
Get social with us on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, and LinkedIn. Our handle is Eagle FM Namibia.
Eagle FM, the eye.
No matter where you are, if you have a mobile device, you can tune into Namibia's number one talk radio station by downloading the Eagle FM app on the Google Play Store or on the Apple App Store. Download the Eagle FM app to tune into live Eagle FM programming or to listen to podcasts of previous broadcasts. Eagle FM, Namibia's number one talk radio station.
All right, welcome back. And if you're joining us, this is Unpacking the Day and on Eagle FM. We have been unpacking the Ondangwa Town Council decision to allocate 200,000 for entertainment at Ondangwa Trade Fair. And that's a story making the front page in our edition today of The Villager. So this is what you need. I think this is what you need to take away from this conversation. So the first, the 200,000 sound like a headline number, but once you factor in, once you factor in production costs, it's a modest investment that may barely cover the basics. Seriously, barely cover the basics. So the question is whether it reflects the true value that artists bring to the event. So the question is really, does it really reflect the true value the artists are bringing to the event? So, and secondly, the council's selection criteria around reputation and values sound reasonable, but without transparency, I think they risk becoming tools, they risk becoming tools for gatekeeping, and favoritism. You understand? Subjective filters in a small country are very dangerous territory. They are really dangerous territory. So, because who is the moral compass? Eh? So, now, thirdly, the 500 application fee, I think it's a barrier that hit the most vulnerable artists the hardest, So, you may have a talent in the vicinity of Ondangwa, in this region, but if you don't have a 500 for application fee, you are locked out. When your money subsidizes the performer, as the artists say, who are chosen while you never selected, the system it's honestly broken. If that's the case, the system is broken. And here this is not just about Ondangwa. It's really, this is something that could be happening everywhere across the country. So now, fourthly, the same familiar faces. The familiar faces keep appearing on these stages, because they are safe. I think they are safe bet in the first place, and they are crowd pullers. That's also true. That's marketing logic. And that's not mentorship as they want to claim. That's not mentorship. Let's stop pretending otherwise, That's marketing. And number five, point probably from the discussion is that the creative economy is real. All right? It's real. Artists create jobs. They generate revenues. They shape national identity. Eh? And if they are not doing a good job, it's because we are not investing in them. Eh? We're not investing in it. So they deserve a structural support. So not a token gestures. Most of the time these are token gestures. A structural support that support the creative industry. We're talking about it, but we don't seem to do something about it. Well, this is Unpacking the Day. And, tell us what you think. Is the Ondangwa Town Council doing enough for local artists? Or is the system rigged in favor of the same old names? Your voice definitely matters. So 083-366-091, 08-08-333-66-091. 1. So if you want to add your voice to that, all right.
Good morning. Welcome to Unpacking the Day.
Bondia, meu amigo.
Bondia, como está?
Bom, obrigado. Como está, Dali?
Estou bem. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, you know, in the assist on in this kind of competition.
Yeah.
There is no a fixed or permanent thing there. When it comes to artists, when it comes to ministers, you know, there's no ethics stuff there. You might think if you don't perform, somebody will take over from you. Yeah, it's a replacement system. But now we are trying to make it like, you know, I win last year, I win this year. Who am I? I'm alone in this country. So now you are leaving the youth behind, and the youth will be the leader of tomorrow.
Exactly. So,
yeah, for you now to be up to date with this kind of thing. Create a system which are a win-win situation, like a league or something like that. You know, some countries, they have like every 6 months, they put money together, and they try to boost this new coming artist.
Yeah.
Then from there, yeah, you know, the money even is bigger, and the system is also affordable. Yeah. At least anybody can win. But now. Our system, we are not following the system. We are jumping the system. Now, I win last year, I win back other year. Like the guy you say, the Kangwe.
Kangwe San, yeah.
I heard even his story. It's very painful, my brother. Very painful. How many times they applied to go to this kind of shows, but he never go through. Because of priorities, because of who you know.
Yeah. You know? Just hold on for a quick promotion. Yeah? Yeah, coming up quickly. Yeah.
Okay.
Mbayari reomba nai epetaweza kwa ombu nikiri ombe ombi hukusha. Onjiviro yoye iriri ombupu o hatane na wina ikare no matha kumurungi wa indu. Wari reongere kusha umune ondenguo kuura kwa imba. Una ovi ume vya peke. Kwa gondola mirongo vitatu na hambu umwe, mumwe. Toa, pika ovingi, nukukara noruta, ondando ya peke yopia nja oshimariva. Owa peresende, dano, kumyeve vitatu moshimariva. Owa peresende umurongo, kumyeve hambu umwe moshimariva. Owa peresende umirongo ivari na dano. Kumyeve umurongo na ivari moshimariva. Ito ororera ondengu, jima yu ungura na wakove, na wina onyangu kite. Ashiesho imba, yekute oshimariva, shishihina omaruhiro. Imba, o maoronga neno uyeru haka enina. Ipako na wina rishangifa, jimwe.
All right, let's go ahead. Yeah.
Yes, because you need to change our system.
Yeah.
To see how they will now accommodate even the coming youngsters. Not all about the, because now it's like you are putting money on the older patient, a lot of money. But you are forgetting to put a lot of money on the youth.
Yeah. So you have to have a system that also help the youth, the young one, the upcoming to grow. You know, you don't just actually put money in the one that have grown already, you know?
Yes. Because these young stars, they are the leader of tomorrow.
They are the future stars. The one
going to take care of you when you get older. Now, you must also put more money on the youth and less money on the patient fund.
Yeah.
Now, you totally ignore the youth. And in your mindset, you say, you have that to say, if I die tomorrow, who's gonna bury me? This youth, you are neglecting.
Yeah. But you know, when you come, one thing that my contention is that when you come to event like that, what is normally you looking forward? Do you think you're looking forward to the product of on the store, but you're looking forward the experience that this event actually gives you? You understand, and as much of that is from the creative sector, you know, the musicians and all other events that are the dancers and all the other things. That's the experience that you normally look for when you come to these places, and these are the people that we don't think that what they do deserve much money.
We don't value them, you know, and these youngsters. They are ready. They are like trying to maintain our culture.
Yeah.
They think you hear from them we never heard from anybody else.
Yeah.
The message you can get from them, where we come from, our our ancestors. Mm. They can sing. You can see these guys really trying to maintain Oshikwanyama portion, Donga portion, Balantu portion, Oshikolongkadi, even Oshikavango. These guys really sing in his mother tongue. So is it now we have a system. If now I Google on the map now, to Google, like my mother tongue, something I don't understand. I want to get the answers now, right now.
Yeah.
Because of what? Because of neglecting the youth who are so talented, who can manipulate this kind of system we have now. Even if you go to the bank doesn't speak Oshiwambo, but you can operate it.
Yeah.
So why you don't also put the money to this youth to see how far they can go?
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah, but I the other thing that Michael, I was hurt yesterday, you know, the lady you brought last time, last minute.
Yeah.
I think she must come earlier, then we can comment on her.
Yeah.
We like her idea for her to say, listen, this country, the first president was a cleaner.
Yeah.
But he's leading this country on his heart. Look now, where are we now?
Mm. Yeah.
And I wanted just to take away from your topic of today, the petrol of yesterday we were mentioning, to say, the song we are singing to say, Okatika, Namibia, na Angola, itawana go, it means a lot. And we can gain a lot more in Angola.
Mm. Yeah, not only definitely.
Yes. Now, we have issue of the petrol, we have issue of A, B, C, D, because of the system, which are not the same.
Mm.
We have the English system, they have a Portuguese system, but if we collaborate more with Angola to see where are we doing wrong, where are they doing wrong,
yeah,
a lot, and we can minimize even the poverty we have. As you see in the street of Namibia, we have a lot of kids roaming around from Angola because of poverty and corruption, and so on.
Yeah.
So we really work together.
Mm.
Angola is a rich country.
Yeah, no, definitely. There's no doubt. Definitely. It's one of the richest countries in Africa. Yeah.
But just between two regions, between Mavinga and Kwando. Used to be Kwando Kupangu, now it's divided.
Yeah.
Those two regions, they have 16 rivers. On that, those two, just imagine that.
Mm.
16 rivers through on those two regions. So Angola is having a lot to offer. We need to give them more love, more educate them more, and to see how they can copy from us.
Yeah.
Because petrol, they have everything.
Actually, what you're saying is this. Like now, we have so many companies from South Africa actually going into Angola. You know?
Yes.
Many companies. But then you have to ask, you know, where are the Namibian? You know, where are the Namibian? This is an idea. We're talking about having a bilateral relationship with China and things. You hardly would have the market in China would be very difficult for you if you cannot even actually use the market in Angola. So how would you use the market in China? You know?
You know that they make me.
Yeah.
But they are already coming in. They are already here. Some are already in and out.
Yeah.
To see, they are even impressed how Namibia look like this, but they are not even the same. And Namibia is more poor than Angola.
Yeah.
Now, you know that they make you, there's you know Kaza, you know about Kaza, this animal which died last year, crossing the river.
Yeah.
So there is a system which are called Kaza. So it's like Namibia, Botswana, and Zimbabwe.
Yeah.
So now when you compare these countries, it's like Namibia is getting more money through the tourism sector.
Yeah.
Zimbabwe as well and Botswana as well. So when you go to Angola, my brother, they don't get anything.
Mm.
Namibia alone last year, we get like 1.9 million tourists in our country. And the money we make is almost like 4 billion. It's a lot of money.
Yeah.
So now they are coming to ask how we get it right. So now they are, I think they need really, we need just work together to see how can we help our brother to be also up to date, because their road, their infrastructures, as you mentioned yesterday, to say the problem here is the infrastructure which are not up to date in Angola, which are killing the tourists not to go to Angola.
Yeah.
And by the way, they are given this event which are called Berlin, which are gonna run in September in Luanda.
Mm.
So when you give them that, like you showcase what you have in your country.
Yeah.
But the problem there is the infrastructure, as you said, you are totally right, Dr. Mike.
Yeah.
The infrastructure is bad, it's very bad.
Mm.
Yeah.
All right, man.
Thank you, Dr. Mike.
Have a great Friday.
Thank you, likewise.
All right.
Bon dia, fratelli.
Mm. All right. You can come through. Very good morning. That's a bad one. It's gonna kill my ear. 08-333-66091. 08-333-66091. If you wanna come back, come back. All right. Our time is about 38 minutes past the hour of 9. And, so we have been looking at the 200,000 that is earmarked for entertainment during the trade fair, Ondango trade fair. So what do you think about that? What do you think about it? It's an article in today's edition. It's a front page article from the Villager. Very good morning. Welcome to Unpacking.
Yes, morning, Mike.
Good morning. How are you?
Good.
Yeah, it's been a while. What happened?
Yeah.
Are you in town?
Yeah,
I thought maybe you went to Iran to help Iran fight the state.
No, the risk is there. Is doing the magic. The artist. I listened to the interview.
Yeah.
And yeah, the guests make a point there.
Yeah.
Yeah, because, you know, this is talent. It's requesting updating each and every day.
Mm-hmm.
So, as he pointed it out, that you don't need him to tell everybody that applying while you know there is some new albums that is trending, and you want him to use it in your trade fair or whatever you are occasion, you have.
Yeah.
So, he make a point there.
Yeah.
Because you cannot bring in a person that is, his song was winning 2024 award and he wanted to use it in 2026.
Yeah.
While there is another new...
Actually, that is trending, you know?
Yeah. So, he make a point. Yes, to apply, that is the only the competition. But for this 500 issue, you know, as I said, we have some people that are running a public office as a private thing, right? Yeah, the money is already issued and you wanted to get it back. You don't want to give it for free, but they put it for free.
It is so for free.
What is the one that you are now requesting it to? You are taking it back to the state or what now?
Yeah, actually, two things here. Ne? One is the 500 fees. Let's say for you have someone talented, really a talented person in Ondangwa, an artist who actually maybe get a chance to do a song or whatever in someone's studio, but then it doesn't have the 500 to actually to get an application, so you already locked him or her out.
You see, that is what makes me to call, because that boy make a point. Because he said, you cannot tell me I have my song for 2023. My last album, it was issued on 2023.
Yeah.
And you are telling me I must apply. For what? Well, I know but it's the new songs that they are there. So they must be honest with musicians. Yeah? So that they can know I can go back to the studio, because each and every year we need a new song that can get those opportunities.
So... The second thing is one of the priority areas in this new administration is a creative industry, the creative sector. And I believe there's a budget for this. I just don't know where does it sit, in which ministries actually sit, with Minister of Finance, with Minister of Education. I don't know exactly where it does sit. Now, event like this, they look like where you have now artists and production companies and things like that to actually help this, shouldn't be there where now you actually invest, because that's where you get the people that you want to help. Isn't that the area that where you need to invest?
Yeah, I think that one it cannot work, because you might find some people that they are attending the studio. Because look, comparing to look at this one for Brave Warriors, the sports.
Yeah,
issues. Some of the players, they are not good in the community there, but they are the one that is now take part in the national team. So that is something else to look at it, to say, okay, now since there is a state studio, let me go there and pitch my song. While you are pitching your song, there is another one. His song is bullshit. There is no message there.
Yeah.
But he is the one who are winning now the talk of S4 and what. So, the conflict
will... But then the other thing is that, you know, which now, that's why I said that we will be trading in a very dangerous environment, unless we have criteria that are transparent enough that we know, okay. And even me, as an artist, I would know that, okay, I'm not even going to apply, whatever the case may be, because I don't fit in that. But when it becomes subjective, you may have actually, you young people love the song, but as an adult, I'm looking and said, that is really nonsense. You understand? Mm. But you are not the consumer. The consumer, the youth.
But, no. For the musician's argument, it is good, as I say.
Yeah.
That there is also some good talent out there that they don't have money to go put their music on the studio or to make, so that is now where your idea is fitting, because if you say there is a studio in 14 region, there is a studio for that are funded by the government.
Yeah.
Yes, it can work because everybody is going there now. If you know that I'm on the list of that one and I have money to go pay the private one, you go to the private one.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I think your idea is also good.
Yeah.
But to be honest, yes, you, according to your music, your music is stranded out there, so you need to get the opportunity so that you can be performing maybe one or two in the year. And we don't know. You might end up come up with a good music.
Exactly. You know. And sometimes, you know, sometimes we just take, you know, the quantity and quantity. Sometimes it's select few that we see that there's a prospect, and then with the money that we have, instead of giving each one a 2,000 or 1.5, at least we can be able to give the one that we see there's a prospect of a 10,000. That would help now them to grow to another level, you know, than just now giving a 2,000, a 2,000 each one will perform, you know.
Yeah. That one is also complication thing. because but to look at in the United States, if you look at those studio for Asha and not the one for Puff Daddy, but for Asha, you can see that he stopped even making music because he focused on the young talent to lift them up.
Yeah.
So this is now watching those guys that they are grabbing up money, because they are well connected with those people who are issuing the request.
Yeah.
So at the end of the day, yes, the corrupt country like Namibia, that's what it have to be. So they're swelling it because there are no way that they can survive. They don't survive on the music, they survive on the tenders to grip it up.
Exactly. Yeah.
So that is now where they were not producing the competing young musicians that they can compete in Africa because of those things. Yeah. It's a very complicated thing to look at it. It's the same as I give you the example of the soccer.
Yeah.
Because we have good players in Namibia.
Yeah.
But unfortunately, if you are playing in Onkunda, nobody will come and say, this boy needed to go to Windhoek. They will not giving you that opportunity because they know you owning a house, you might end up continuing with your education and all of that. So jealousy is always introduced.
Exactly.
The that they are failing.
Exactly. Yeah.
So anyway, yeah, let's hear from the others.
Alright, thanks for coming through.
Yeah, sure.
All right. 0833-66091. How do we, you know, how do we improve our creative sector? So if we are not investing in it, all right, we're talking about it, but we're not pumping money into it. We gotta pump money into it. 0833-66091. 0833-66091. Coming to you live from the Ondango studio. So we still have about 12 minutes before I say ta-ta-ta-ta. All right. You're still welcome to come through. Very good morning. Welcome. You're live.
How are you?
I'm fine, man. How are yourself?
Fine.
Mm.
Yeah, I think it's a good beginning.
Yeah.
So, you see, they can put that avail these things and then encourage them, those who are emerging,
yeah,
and those who are in the industry. You see, recently I bought equipment for my boys.
You bought equipment?
Yeah, also in music.
Okay.
And I know they also got equipment from one of the Samaritans.
Mm.
And when you ended, you didn't have anything also. So, but obviously, because of those equipment, they should be generating some money.
Mm.
And now that they are doing that, this is actually a good beginning.
Yeah.
So if the others can follow, the only problem that I have is that in the creative industry, there is so much that we can tap in. And one problem that I have observed is that many of those who are not very well organized. They don't organize themselves.
Yeah.
So in the music industry, we have been hearing there is so much stress.
Yeah.
One is because you don't necessarily have regular income.
Yeah.
That comes. So it all depends on how you now organize some kind of event and show and things like that.
Mm.
And there are those who, that's why sometimes maybe our own side here, we also need to step up.
Yeah.
And so that when the event you organize, perform.
No, I think I agree with you. I agree with you that there must be some structural framework that help to develop that talent. Okay? Like someone can be able now to support your son and say, well, you know, he started with what you have given, but he can be able to say, well, there is something here that we need actually to develop. Or there must be a platform where now he can go and be able to be seen, where now is access, opportunity, and what is the other things that I said, you know. So those are things that we need to create for our young people. Otherwise, he will never be seen, you know.
Yes. So those opportunities that are being created, like of this one, even though you say the money might not be enough, they are still fine. They can create more. There are so many platforms that they can perform. People can perform in the, even in schools.
Yeah.
So through choirs, through music instruments. Because I'm more concerned of having the instrument, the audio, having those other things, where now even if you want to organize a music, live music event, so you can also, they can do it then in combination of others. So you as a people there, organize yourself and now buy equipment and be for your company, for entertainment. So I think it's just a good thing that they also need some kind of social support. That is the most challenging one that I have discovered.
Yeah.
The psychological support, where they now, because when they find themselves in this thing, I don't know how many artists, not only in Namibia, globally,
yeah,
who have found themselves in those kind of predicaments.
Yeah, no, very much so. It's a higher pressure environment. Where sometimes they turn up into, you know, drugs
So most of them, if you read most of their notes, they say, oh, you think when I'm on the stage, yeah, I'm happy. I'm at peace. But I'm not at peace. Within me, they are battling, they are some kind of, you know, the struggle. So that area needs to be taken care of. But so among themselves as well, and people who can identify their needs with them, and then see how they can get into better market.
Yeah.
So, but I think it's just a good gesture.
Yeah, no.
Don't know, but it's important.
Yeah. Yeah, no, definitely. Yes. Yeah. Mm.
Thank you very much.
All right, thanks for coming through. Yeah. That's where we want. We want, it shouldn't be just a gesture, actually. We want that, you know, it should be where we investment. It should be an area where we investing, all right? Investing into our talent, because they have a role to play. They really, really have a role to play, and we have to see them as a legitimate economic sector. So that's what I'm saying, as a legitimate economic sector, all right? So, yeah, I have 6 minutes to this. Do you want to come through? Whatever you want to come through. Talk to me about this. I don't want to get into something else because it's only about 6 minutes left. All right. So, yeah, that's what we're looking at. And really, I think that when I'm not just talking about, this is just becoming an example when we talk about the 200,000 that has been invested in this, you know, I don't want to specifically that we're talking about on Dangwa, just an example now to see that this is what is going on, you know. And as I said, if you put everything together, the factor in production cost, you realize that, you know, this is barely a scratch on the reality of what is needed.
Very good morning. Yes, just a quick one, 2 minutes.
No, it's all right. I this Obuma was almost coming towards the end. It's fine. Yeah.
Using it at the mic.
Yeah.
If there's a budget for the government, what are we using it?
Yeah, that's my point. That's what I'm said. We have been talking about this is a priority area. It's a private sectors. One of those, like we're talking about agriculture, tourism, creative. It's part of that. So, but where is the money? You know, and where do you channel it to now target the youth?
Why I'm even asking is that when we see College of Art are struggling even.
Yeah.
Windhoek, yeah.
Mm.
And apart from Windhoek, if they are not able to fund the project, what about Oshagate or Angwena or Kawango or whatever?
Mm.
If the center where people are producing, even journalists and the others and the extras and you name it, musicians, they are not able to fund that. The problem I have with you is that when even you go to other countries, then you check the library.
Yeah.
There are people who come to practice on musicians.
Yeah,
But we don't even equip it on a regular. National regular, there's nothing. You go to theater, there's nothing.
Yeah.
Where do you place these people? Who, even if I'm a kid, I know they're talented, but I don't have anything to offer.
Mm.
Where do I take the kid to practice? If there's no guitar living in the national theater, there's no drum, there's no piano. Hey. And they have a budget for it. What are you doing with that money?
There could be, a studio. I mean, there could be a studio that normally booked, you know. On top of that, it could generate. You know, that's because you have this fund, you can actually studio in each region, you know, a studio in each region that can be booked all the time. And when they book, it becomes now cheaper. Instead of, if you want to go to the private, you can go to individual who can give you. But you can come here on a very, you know, there's an option for you, which is much, much, much cheaper. And that money that for those who come and invest there, we can use it now again to invest in the youth and the people that are actually in that region. You see,
my friends, the extras, some of what you are saying today in the TV, they started because they are given opportunity for their by their own government. I'm telling you, just imagine in the region, there's nothing like, you know, Angwena, you name it, or Kavango, wherever. But you have a national theater which is still struggling also. They don't have enough equipment, but you have a budget which is there. And when are you going to allocate it?
Why is we don't have theater centers in each region?
Even.
Where now people perform. The reasons why the performance, you have the regional theater, you have national theater, then you have regional theater, when normally there are we people actually do their performing art, where they perform art.
I'm telling you,
so
that's what I'm saying, Michael said themselves. They say, we were trying, but sometimes we are doing it because I want to have this budget, then I eat up that money. Then it's what is going on in Namibia. Then later on, there's no money for it. It's not our priority, my friend. Not it. Because if you are saying we have a budget, let us do something in the regional level. All regional can have a studio, they can have a theater. Anything, once you know that you have a talented in the school set up, a principal can take this student there.
There was, you just remind me, I was, I think a few days ago I was talking to, you know that I help some families that have troubled kids, you know, because I'm a counselor by profession. Then this lady was telling me now, and I said, look, sometimes you can't blame the youth. What do we have? Look into our towns. What do we have? What are entertainment areas that we have that actually, you know, youth can go, keep them busy? I said, nobody even thinking of, and like, I've been in South Africa, and you have certain areas where you have, like, there you have a field for maybe soccer. You have tennis there. You have tennis, you have squash, you have that in the same building, and you have a library. You have, you know, you have a swimming pool. You have, you know, and the parents, when they come with their kids, they are at least a restaurant where you can sit, or you can go and have a swim while the child are doing their work there, you know. Why can't our town come up with multiple sport centers?
Recreation centers. That's the thing which I was telling you, that even as parents, we don't want to be at a bar every weekend.
Yeah.
Only because there's nothing. That's why if Chula Chula come here, we are all going.
Yeah.
Because we know how important it is if you are supporting the home ground team. But when you go, like you are in the Katutura day, where do you take your kids? Even at the park, some of the park are available.
Yeah.
There are people who come there, they are faggots who are smoking their what? They are the one who are there. But now, as a kid, where do you take your kids for the recreation center?
Yeah, there's no creation park. There's nothing.
Nothing.
And that would
be. As a couple, maybe that day you want to enjoy yourself, both of you. Where do you go to? Which park can you go? Zoo park is something else now.
Zoo park. What is zoo park?
I think, guys, you can knock at the door with those people. Maybe there's some of them, they will come up with something. Just imagine even Osagatong with Diva. Where do, apart from Ben Entertainment, which was more, what else is there?
There was a swimming pool, only a swimming pool. Yeah.
No, it's not a swimming pool. There's nothing anymore like to keep people entertaining. Where you can go with your family.
Now
having the fun there, then you yourself, your wife, you have also a little time off for yourself.
Yeah. You know,
that's nothing.
My friend, yeah.
Anyway, okay, man.
All right, man.
Sure.
Great. Yeah, serious, this is one thing that I really don't understand. And that would make massive. And I said, this billionaires that we have, or millionaires that we have, you know, you put up the entertainment center or recreative centers where you have, you know, tennis court, squash court, you know, volleyball court, you know, a swimming pool, a soccer area, you know, where people can play, you know, soccer, netball, you know, everything in one. And you have a restaurant, you have a internet cafe or whatever the case may be. You can have a library. You know, I can come all the way home, have my kids. Maybe they are swimming or they're playing tennis. Then I can go and sit in the library for 2 or 3 hours and read, or just sit in a restaurant, watch football, you know. Come on, eh? All this business people, it's all about bars, bars, bars everywhere you go. It's just bars. I don't know where we did. Where did we get this? You know? Yeah, seriously. All right. It even make me sad. I don't want to be sad. All right, guys. That's all what we have for you this morning. Yeah. Let's change your mindset, really. And really look at how we develop this country more in a positive way. And I think there are things that we do right, but there are a lot of things that we need to improve a lot. Okay, if we need to achieve what is in our NDP6. So from me, Mike, I wish you all the very best for the weekend. Enjoy your weekend. I will leave you in a very capable hand of Tate France, coming up from Wintuk. Just join him now. From me, Mike, the big Mike. Goodbye. Have a great weekend.